Yishalmi Brachos Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Mem Vav and Mem Beis continues with the next halacha of the Mishnah, Tfilas Erev Ein Lokeva, that there is no set time for Ma'ariv, for the Tfilah of Ma'ariv. So the Gemara discusses an issue that we discussed before a few blot ago, the halacha, the actual halachic responsibility, halachic obligation for Ma'ariv. And the Gemara is going to introduce it. We're discussing first when is the Zman of Ma'ariv, and then it'll contingent upon whether there's a Ma'ariv is a Rishus or a Chova. The Gemara says, Rebbe Mepakid La'abdon Umarit. Rebbe instructed his Abdon, his spokesman, his Meturgerman, who's to tell over the share for him, he told him, Akras Kumi Tziburi, go make an announcement to the public, to the Tzibur, Mandamatzli Yitzali Deramshad Yumakoyim. Whoever prays Ma'ariv, Davin's Ma'ariv, should do so at Yom HaKoyim, because still do so when the sun is still up, when it's still daytime. In other words, a person who Davin's Ma'ariv, you don't have to wait till at night, since it's a Rishus, you can Davin Ma'ariv, even when it's still daytime, you're able to Davin. And again, what's the Shiloh? Why would you be able to do that? So the Haredim explains that reason why you're able to do that, the Haredim explains because since Lamaisa, Rav Yehuda holds that mincha is until plag mincha. You can't daven mincha after plag. You can't daven mincha till the evening. So mainly you have a zman there for ma'ariv, which is really you have to plag before the evening, before shkia is still light time. It's still the sun is still out. So therefore, luckily you could still daven mispalin tefilas abi yadaka plag mincha. Rav Yehuda, you could daven plag mincha by before plag mincha and ma'ariv right after plag mincha, according to Rav Yehuda shita. And therefore, and you're not tati to sastri because you're davening mincha before. So memela, if contra Yehuda, you can still daven even when it's still daytime. You're able to daven, and you can do so because since it's rishus, we're able to do. The Gemara is going to give a few other similar situations where people daven the same thing. He davened early as well, and the Gemara says that this is how they instructed them to do that. This was the Maturgame, Mashmila Rab Madrasha, Shaloichesh Bozno, that the person who gives the shear would whisper in the ear of the Maturgame, and the Maturgame would then out loud, in a loud voice, say over what he said to the Tzibur. Rabchia Barav also told his person who was set over the shear from his Maturgame, Achros Kumi Tzibura, announced to the Tzibur, Manda Matzle, whoever wants to daven, Ma'ariv Yatzli Ramshad Yumakon. Because daven Ma'ariv when the sun is still up, when it's still daytime, same idea, you can daven, Nachlav Yudashita, you're able to daven even when it's still daytime. Says the Gemara, same idea, same lashon. Said Yeshlo Rishus is spalel. The Kreatim says Tfilas Arev Erev Ba'Oyah Hashem Hashalot. When the sun is still on the ground, you're still able to daven Ma'ariv. And the Gemara says now a third similar idea from a different memra. Amar Rav Chanina Mishchani Rav Yishmael Beribi Yosi Eitzel Pundik Echad. Yishmael, the son of Yosi, was once in a hotel, and he called him over, and Amalei said to me, Kain is spal Abba. My father of Yosi davened Ma'ariv here on Friday night Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos when it was still daytime. He still davened Ma'ariv when it was still daytime. So the Lashon of Mishkaneh says the Pnei Moshe Mashach Osir Yishmael goes. He pulled him over close to tell him over. You should know my father over here in this place davened Ma'ariv Friday night early when it was still daytime. So Gemara says. So we have three members. Here the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami, Rav says, Yochanan Palig. Rav Yochanan L'chayra is Palig, disagrees with that the Rav Chanina said. Rav Chanina said, Rav Yossi Davin Ma'ariv, when it was early, so he's saying to him, no, that that it's not so. Now, says the Charedim, doesn't mean that he argued Chas HaShalom on a Tana. He was afraid to, that even a mayor, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was afraid to argue with Rav Shmuel Bar Yosi, because he was a Zokain, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos. But he was saying, you can't bring a Meiser Rav that he davened Ma'ariv early Friday night when it was still daytime. because maybe there was a special case. Machmas Oinus Gadol, he had an emergency, and she loved Hukla Laktim. He had to daven early. Avlachinim lo yoisik kiva. He wouldn't do that. Stam kiva yom kasher de kule the spad min kachkias achama. Because generally he would daven mincha until shkia, so therefore he would not daven myrif early before the evening. So the fact that he did it over there, you're testifying about him that he held. You could daven myrif early. That's not so. Maybe Rabbi Yossi really daven myrif always later. That particular time, he did it dafka because it was an ace lasso. It's an ace ratzon. An ace lasso. He had to do it now because he had no opportunity to do it otherwise. And this was the, I don't know, maybe that's why he did it to me. And the Moshe Shabbos, Chol Al Shabbos. We're going to see that in a moment. So therefore, maybe that's the situation. But you have no raya, don't bring a raya from there. So the chayre, they're arguing whether it's, you could bring a raya from Rav Yossi or not. Says the Gemara, the law of the tzorek miflagal hadar. The Gemara says that if what you're saying over, Rav Ami say, if you're saying over Yochanan disagreed, then Meiser, lo of the tzorek miflagal hadar. Yochanan would not have gone ahead and argued with this Rav Chanina's psak or Meiser Rav from Rav Yossi. He wouldn't have done that. Why? Lama, why would he say he wouldn't have done that? Because Meiser is Friday night, Leil Shabbos, and Leil Shabbos, we know we always say it from Kol Al Kodesh. Many people start Shabbos early, Dafka, because you want to be Meiser, you want to be able to be Meiser, Michal Al Kodesh, to add more time of Shabbos. So maybe that's why he davened early. So maybe really, in Akhanami, he never davened Meiriv early, except Friday night, but Dafki wanted to be able to be Mekabel Shabbos early. And that's what Mosifin, therefore he called it night. That was part of what he did. And Mela, therefore, don't bring a riot, that's what he did in every night of Meiriv, that he davened during the daytime. That's not what happened. Yo, then further, those who were the donkey drivers who used to leave the town of Arav, the Tzipor, and Arav was a town near Tzipor, near Tzfat, and they would go and they would leave there to travel to this place. They would travel from the town of Arav to Tziporin, which was top of a mountain. They would go there and they would see that Rav Chanina Mendoza davened Meiriv early. So you see, they saw that he was still there. Plenty of time to Shabbos, because there was plenty of time for the donkey drivers to bring their people, their passengers, to Tzipore. So when they came by, they saw Chanina Mendoza already in the city, already was Makabal Shabbos. So if he's Makabal Shabbos already, so maybe you could say, no raya b'chlal for Rav Yossi again. Why did Rav Yossi go ahead? And why did Rav Yossi, why did the Yisura Maisa and the Punik of Yossi daven Meiriv early? It was Friday night. He did so because he wanted to Makabal Shabbos early. Just like Rav Chanina Mendoza, every Shabbos, every Friday, was Makabal Shabbos early in the city. The donkey drivers testified that they saw that he was Makabal Shabbos and what it was still considered daytime. So maybe the same thing over here. He did it for the same reason. So Gemara says, Vaida Amra da. Gemara says, therefore, lechayr zak Rav Ami, this vaida, this lechayr, makes me paskin, that therefore, that Gemara says, it couldn't be about the statement of El Shabbos, that would not be a disagreement. Everyone would agree that he'd Makabel Shabbos early. But the statement was a Chanina statement, a different statement. Mishakli Rav Yishmael B'Yosef 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 B'Yosef. When Rav Yishmael B'Yosef B'Yosef once came and he pulled him close to the table at the hotel where he stayed, Amalie said to me, I kind of spell Abba Shabbos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Not Erev Shabbos. But my father, Rav Yossi, davin matzish Shabbos. On the Shabbos, he davin early. So this is something else, because now you can't say it was Makabel Shabbos early. It was Moshe Michal Al Kodesh. But here, if I care, you davin early, why would you do it early? So therefore, it must be that you wouldn't have davened early. Punk Matzah Shabbos, you don't daven early. If you then you do the rest of the week, you daven later. Elamai, if you daven early, they're testifying they daven early on Matzah Shabbos. So it must be that this dafka, they must notice this the way he davened Meiriv all the time. It must have been that on Matzah Shabbos, this is what he did, because you can't say Mikmos Mechol Al Kodesh. And Mamela, because he davened Meiriv, he ended up earlier. Friday night, you could say he started earlier to have more Shabbos. But over here, he's doing it the other way around. So Mamela, it had to be that the Chayra of Yossi, see, this is a Raya then, of Yossi davened Meiriv always on an earlier time. So Gemara says, no, even on the Gabi, this of Yochanan would not have said that he should not have argued and said maybe that's the pshat over there in the Maisa of Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Gemara says, because we already just before said from the Marayim that Rebbe Mamak Bilabdin Kamarayim, we quoted over that Rebbe went and told his instructor, told his maturgament to announce to people, Akras Kumitzi Puri, the Mandamatzle, Yotzle, the Misha, Yome Koim, that those who want to dive right, if Kadav when it's still daytime, and Rav Chibra Abba Seyma Timon Ra'uli. He told also his speaker, Achrizu Kometzi Buri, go announce to the Timon the Matzah Timon Yom HaKoyim when it's still sunlight. So therefore you see, these statements were made on a regular day. It wasn't made Friday night. It wasn't made Matzah Shabbos. It was made on a regular weekday. You could stop and admire when it's still day. So you see that Lel Maisa, Halacha Lel Maisa, that you could go ahead and daven Ma'ariv early, when it's still daytime, which is the main means, as we said before, in the Charedim, visit of Yudah holds that Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. You can't dive a Mincha after Plaga Mincha. So maybe the Zman Meir is right after Plaga Mincha, which means it's still daytime. The sun is still shining. And there, Allah, because you could dive a Meir at that point. So since we see that they quoted, these Amarayim quoted, this was the practice, that's how they did it. And Mela, therefore, for the halacha is that you it's a mistam what he meant over here as well, and don't be mechelik on him. And if Yossi taka daven because that was his minute to daven ma'ariv early, even though there was a later zman that he could have davened. Lamaisa halacha lamaisa, we paskin that a person in a chanami who's makbir to daven mincha before plag can be soymech to daven ma'ariv after plag before shkia, like because that's for Yudah Shita. But those who don't makbir are not makbir daven mincha before plag. Then the luck is they can't dive in Ma'ariv, but they can't tati the sasre. You can't dive in Ma'ariv on Friday after plag, and then dive in a Ma'ariv before shkia, because that's tati the sasre that you can't do. But Ma'isa, we paskin, Mishabura paskins, and then Shukhanor, we paskin that, but Etzim, but Shabbos, we can. That even though we're not tati the sasre, but Lamaisa, if it's coming from Mekalva Shabbos early, that we're allowed to go ahead and do, even though in Be'etzem it is considered a Tati Desasre that you're able to do. Okay. So Gemara says, so therefore, Gemara says this halacha of davening earlier, Lechari would be contingent upon the requirement of davening Meir. The base Rabbi Yana, I'm in, and the base Rabbi Yana, and the Academy Rabbi Yana, they said, Olam in the Dasso, a person went ahead and went to sleep at night. He went to lie down in bed, ready to go to sleep. He remembered that he didn't daven ma'ariv. What's the halacha? Ema trichon soleri. We don't make you get out of bed and start again. And then they daven ma'ariv. Person forgot he's in ma'ariv. He doesn't have to get up and daven ma'ariv again. Why not? What's the reason for this? The Gemara doesn't explain. The reason for this is because if you hold it's rishus, then you're not mechuyav to. So Gemara says, I'm Rav Zeira, Kol Man Daven Ovid Kan, whoever would I would do this, whatever I would go in, I forget Ma'ariv, and I would lie down in bed, and I forgot. I realized I forgot to have Ma'ariv. Avi Pakad Belila, I would become impossibly frightened. I'd become frightened at night. I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be paskin. I'd be afraid that I'd be afraid. The entire night, says the Pnei Moshe, he'd be afraid the whole night to be able to, he won't be able to sleep. That I'd be afraid something would happen to me. So Mamela, you see that, what's the cheshbon? If I must, you don't have any hetter for that. You have the day. He told his instructor again, tell them on the mass, you can do that as well. So you see, Mamela Be'etzem, the luck is, you thought you mean since Ma'ariv is Rishus, you don't have to get up and daven. That is not so. All we said was because it's Rishus, that there's a heter to daven Ma'ariv early when it's still daytime, even though you normally would not do that, but you can do that even on a regular basis if you were doing like Rav Yudah Shita and davening Mincha early. The luck is because it's a kula. You're allowed to daven early when it's even it's still daytime because that's a kula because Ma'ariv is Rishus. However, the halacha of what we just finished saying, matrichon lo salira, a person goes ahead, lies down to sleep, and you remember the ma'ariv to say you don't have to get up. That can't be. That we never say that. I mean, ma'ariv, you have to daven ma'ariv. It's just that, yeah, if it's easy, you can be makel to be able to not have to get up. But Lamaisa, you can't, we don't say you can just forget about Meirav. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha but tefillah? What's the stat? What's the halacha tefillah? Is it Rishus HaKova? Again, the shayla we had earlier, is it Rishus HaKova? Right? This is a shayla whether it's considered a Rishus HaKova. So Gemara says, Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes, whether it's Chova Rishus, Machlekes Tanoim. Now, Lamaisa, again, we had a situation, was because we said earlier, the same idea. What's the reason why Tfilas Ma'ariv Tiknum? Because of the Avos Tiknum, or because of the fact that we have the Kabbanas, but the Karban Tumet is not at night, but at night they used to burn the Evarim, so therefore that was the Cheshbon for it. So the question is whether that's just a Remez Ladavar, or it's actually a Chiyuv, a responsibility. So the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes Tanoim. So the Gemara says, this Machlekes Tanoim is also a Machlekes in another area. Amrav Chanino, Asinilin, Palafta, Binon, Da Palakta. These Machlekes in these two people of Gamliel Yeshua argue whether Ma'ariv is Shus or not, are also the same Amarayim that we had in a Machlekes Amarayim earlier, whether a person goes ahead and if he said, Davin's Ne'ilo, Yepatef and Meir. Man, Yom HaKovah, what does this mean? The Kovah and Ne'ilo, Patef and Meir. You Davin Ne'ilo and Yom Kippur, you still have Davin Meir. Man, Yom HaRashos, the one who says it's Rashos, Ne'ilo, Poterah, Shalerev, then Ne'ilo, Paters from Meir. If you davening Ma'ariv, then you don't have to, in other words, why? Because normally you daven three times a day, three tefillos, Shachos, Mincha, Ma'ariv. But when you daven Ne'ilo on Yom Kippur, so you already had a third tefillah. So the question is, do you need to say a fourth one? Did you say Ma'ariv? So again, if you hold it's Chova, yes, Ma'ariv is a Chova, you got to do it just because you said Ne'ilo, you still have daven Ma'ariv. However, if you say that it's considered Rishus, that you don't really have to daven Ma'ariv, but we want to get it because we want to have three based upon the pasuk in Tehillim that we quoted the other day. So then, or till they var and burn. So then, good. But you said it. You said Nila. So you had the third Shemitah Esrei. So the Melchira, you would not have to go ahead and daven Ma'ariv after that. We of course don't do that today. Of course, we daven Ma'ariv Yom Kippur in the afternoon. Nila, we daven Ma'ariv all the time in Matzi Yom Kippur. So but there's a machlekes amarayim whether you're obligated to or not. So the chayra, the Gemara says that this machlekes amarayim, the machlekes tanoim of Gamliel of Yeshua, Gabi Arvis Ma'ariv Achovas Yeshuas, is be'atzem a machlekes amarayim as well when Ilo Pateras enough. The Gemara now goes through to tell us where did Rav Yeshua Gamliel, where was the machlekes, and the Gemara brings down the famous ma'isa of Yavne, the Chachamim of Yavne. Ma'isa b'talmid echad shabav v'shas Rav Yeshua. The ma'isa was, again, this is the Gemara goes through in the tremendous arichas. We have this story in the Gemara, in the Bavle, and in two different locations in Bavle. And we have l'chaira, the same story, but a few details different than we have over there. So the Gemara said that this was the famous Maisa where they argued, Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. And the Gemara says that the Maisa was in a time of after the famous Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the one who requested to say the spear. He requested that by the Chum Beis HaMikdash. He requested from the Roman general, Vespasian, requested from him. That the whole mindset was he came, he called him the Melech, he said, I'm not the Melech, you're married by Malchus. And he said, immediately someone came and told him he was the Melech. He said, so what can I grant you? He granted him three wishes, three requests. And one of them was that let them survive, let them live. Because his idea was to replace the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, just like Sanhedrin, the Nasi was in the Sanhedrin, the Abbezdin. So too, he wanted to have it, that it should be the same thing. He asked him that he asked the same thing that it should be the allow them to live, and allow them the based of it to remit those who remnants of based of it to survive, and with that they would be able to felt to be mamshich Klal Yisrael, the Torah of Klal Yisrael will be able to continue. They couldn't actually have the Sanhedrin itself. We're going to see the Gemara a little bit different. Why it was different than Sanhedrin? Because they wouldn't let him reconvene the Sanhedrin, but at least they Chachamim were able to get together and make takanas and make all kinds of halakas and answer many questions over the years that they were there beyavne, because that was the way we kept Klal Yisrael. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's idea was what saved Klal Yisrael in the long run, that Torah was able to continue and thrive and have Rebbe the Talmud and continue for many generations to come. So the Gemara says that when he asked him to let allow Yochanan, he asked to allow Beis David to live. So Yochanan Zakkai moved the city, the Sanhedrin, to Yavne, and there he appointed Gamliel, who was the descendant of David HaMelech, of Beis David, to be the Nasi of Yavne of HaKamel. So Gemara says, what happened? Gemara says that it came to, we asked a certain Talmud. A Talmud, the Gemara in Bavli, Rosh Misalua says that Talmud was a Shema Yechoi, as the Gemara says in Bavli. Rosh Misalua asked him a question. He came to ask the Rebbeim a question. Mau, Tfilas Erev Mau, what's all about my, is it considered Rishus HaChoiva? Amalei, Yeshua said Chova. I'm sorry, Shus. Gamliel, it's Gamliel the Nasi. And he said, Tfilas Erev Mau, what's all about Chova? It's a Chov. So he asked them both the same question. Why did he ask them the same question both? And Rishayim speak about this. Why would you ask to summon the same Shaila? Once you ask a Shaila, you don't ask it again. So the Gemara said, we'll see why he did so. So he said to him, you told me now, you wrote Gamil, and actually told me Chover, but Yeshua already told me Rishus. So I'm like, Gamil said, when we get to Beis Medrash tomorrow, Omer Rishus Allah, I want you to ask me the Shaila. Get up and ask the Shaila. And Mar says, the next day, Gev Shema Yechai asked the Shai of Yamliel, is it Rishus HaChove? What's the halacha? Amalei Chove? Amalei said, it's Chove. So Amalei, the Talmud said to him, Amalei Rishus. You told me yesterday Rishus. Now again, in the Bavli, there are many variations over here, whether he asked the Shai or didn't ask the Shai. So the Mar said that did he ask someone else? Did he just call Rav Yeshua? Did Rav Yeshua volunteer? Different girsos and the skos as to exactly what happened. Yeshami says over here, Hashemah Yechai was the one who said Rav Yeshua was the one. And he asked him, did you do so? Did you say Rishus? I'm like, no, I didn't say it. Why didn't he say it? Because, why did he say no? If he said it, he said it. Because he didn't want to. Go ahead, I'll cover it for the Nasi. He didn't want to argue with him. It wouldn't be proper to argue to Nasi. He didn't want to go ahead to be disrespectful to argue with the Nasi. Said that I disagree with you, so he said no, I didn't say it. So the Gemara says he told him, Gamliel got upset at him, and he said to him, get up, Yeshua, stand on your feet, and let's be made against you that you did say it. Let him rule. You said, let him go paskin that you said taka it's shus, and they're going to testify. The Talmud's going to testify, and we're going to go ahead and paskin. You went and you married connected the nasi. You paskin faker. So the Gemara says, Hayigamliel yoyme yoshev dairish. The Yeshua ben Al-Rakla, after he did this and he called him out, and he paskin that it's considered chov and not Rishua, not like Rav Yeshua said Rishus, he began to say a shir. And began to say a shir, he made Yeshua, who was not a youngster, Yeshua Omen Al-Rakla, stand on his feet the entire time during the shir. Now, obviously, that was very disrespectful to Rav Yeshua. Gamliel obviously felt the cover of the base Nasi was jeopardized, that he went and he argued the Rabbim in the Beis Medrash Keneged the Nasi. So he felt that he had to show his authority. The authority of the position of the Nasi had to be respected and had to be maintained. So therefore he told him that instead of arguing with him, he just told him that you have to stand in your place. And while they continued to go ahead and say over the shir. So Memela, that was embarrassing to Rabbi Yeshua. And people were embarrassed for Rav Yehoshua. So he came in and began to say his shir. Achiridu kolam. People all got together, got very upset at the bizarre Rav Yehoshua. V'yamul rabbi chutzpis. Hatugman. If there's a they told Katzus Abtugman, who was the Hatugman for Gamliel, who would say over his shir. They told him, you should stop saying over the shir. Haftus Am, dismiss the people, let them go. Stop giving the shear, stop saying over the shear. Rabbi Zinon, etc. Rabbi Zinon Chazen, he was the Chazen. Amalei, he's like the Gabbai. Where I said, Amalei, tell people to leave. Amalei told him, tell them to leave. Everyone should go ahead. You should, the Chazen should go ahead and make sure everyone know that they should leave. That people shouldn't stay. The covenant of Yeshua was we have to stand up for it. His skill on Gemara says he went and he got up and he said, his on the kolam, he got up and he said, he told everyone, it's over, the shear is over. His skill on the kolam, when he said that, all the people got up to leave. They all got up to leave, to walk out. And he said to Rabbi Gamliel, Kial Milo Avra Daitach Tomid. He said over the Pasuk in Nochem, that you went ahead and you were Mavayesh, the great Talmud Chacham, and obviously it was not the only one, there were others as well, it seems. Mamela, therefore, you were they're telling you that we're gonna pass over you, we're gonna move you, you're gonna be reduced, taken away from your position. You're gonna be fired from your position as Nasi. As Nasi. The Gemara said that so what happened? The Gemara says this was something they didn't, not that they disagree with the halacha of Rav Gamliel, and that they paskin like Gamliel that Yeshua is, that my Ivis is cold, but the way they treated Yeshua to make him stand up, Zokain, he was the Abezdin, to stand up, that would be something that was like that in front of while giving the shear is inappropriate. So it says that now this Lamaisa, the Rashi Salua brings down that these were other cases as well. No, it wasn't just this Maisa with Yeshua, but it happened several other cases where Rav Gamliel was very tough. Let's call it obviously learned to protect the position of the Nasi. He was very tough on those who disagreed, and was with various other people. So Mamela, they told him, "You're fired." They went ahead and they appointed him to be the instead of Rav Gamliel. How old was he? Ben Shesh Esrei Shana. He was only 16 years old. His mother called Rosh Sevos, but his entire head became filled with gray hair. Now, there's many, many different variations and opinions how old he was. We know that he was 17 years old. Others say he was 18 years old. The others say that he was 13 years old. Many different opinions. Our Gersa is that we have in Nagada Arei Ani. Right, we say he's like Shivim Shani. He was really 18 years old, and it was like he was 70 years old. So the question is, why was he considered like 70 years old? So our guess is that he was only 16, but he looked like he was 70 years old. He doesn't say even how old he looks. He just says he was in the Smiley Kosher Sevos. But the halacha that we have, and the one we say over in Nagada, Harenik could ben Shivim Shana, that he was a Shivim Shana. So Mamela, that he looked like 70 years old. Doesn't mean he was 70, he was like 70. So Lamaisa, that's the Lashon of the Bavli that we have. But over here, it doesn't say that. Here it says that he was, here the Lashon is that he was just a, he was 16, and he looked like he was an older man, because he had to be able to fulfill the position, the people who listened to him. So the Gemara says, when this happened, Rav Akiva sat and was very pained. Mitzayer, he was very pained. Why was he pained? He was pained because he was older, obviously significantly older, and he wasn't picked to be the Nasi. So obviously he thought that the chaverim didn't hold of him, that he was something wrong with him, that he wasn't right. The Amar, but then he said, "No, Ben Torah, not that he's a bigger Ben Torah than I am." But he has Yichus, he's the son of Gedolim, and I don't have that. Ashrei Adam Shezachah Lo Avaisav, praise be the one who has his father's with Mazakim, that he has a peg, a stake, where to suspend himself, which means to hang himself, that he's that he has people to hang on, that he has Yichus to consider like who he is. Rabbi Akiva was comes from Gerim. According to some, his father was a ger. According to others, his grandfather was a ger. But Rav Gamliel came from Rebbe Mazari, excuse me, had great chashivas to his the yichus. Rav Gamliel also was the ben nasi. He was a ben nasi. But and Relezer Ben Azaria was also had yichus as well. And Mamela, therefore, That's why he was selected. He was selected for that. That's why he was selected over me. Not because he's greater than me in learning, but because of that purpose. Because he has greater yichus. What taka was the yichus that he had to hang his hat on? So he was the 10th generation to Ezra Sofer. And Mamela Ezra Sofer was the Nasi of Yisrael. He was the Manig Yisrael. And Mamela, it was Rai. That's why he has yichus. According to the Rosh Slowy quotes, and of Daimon Lishal Ezra, and the Mamish looked like him. He looked Mamish like Ezra Sefer. And the Maradaka brings down that the Gemara says in Yevamos that he was the Daisa Ben Hukinus, who was a Zakein, actually saw him. He actually thought he was Ezra. He looked just like his Elta Zeda. So the Gemara says, what happened after Rav Gamliel was removed from his position and Elazar took over? A major change took place in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara says, again, it's different variations of the Bavli and Yerushalmi. How many patches were there when Rav Gamliel was there? There were 80 benches of Tamina Chachamim that were there. Except not even including the ones that were standing by the fence, that didn't have seats. There were 300 benches of Tamina Chachamim, all except for the ones, that not even the ones that were behind the gate, behind the fence. So in Bavli we have 400, and there were 700 benches. Gemara says that there was 80 and 300. So there are different numbers that were given there, but the idea is the same, that Gamliel was mocked by only those who were ready to kach to come in. Because then you want to be able to have, you have to have a Talmud Hagen. In order to be able to go ahead and be a good Rebbe, you have to have Talmidim that are ready, that are Hagen to be your Talmidim. So he made it very difficult, very strict to be able to become, to come into the Beis Medrash. But the, but Lamaisa, the, but Rebbe Ben Azariah came in, he changed the rules. And he put in even those who wanted to come learn, even those who weren't that right. And that's why so many more Talmidim came to the Yeshiva. When he came to become the position as the head of the Yeshiva, so things changed. When it says that, when he became the many halachas that were given at that time, they see he was appointed Nasi, Yom Sheshiva, as well as Ben Azai B'Yeshiva. Says the Gemara, Tam Tanam, we learn another rites of rites like this. We learned in a Mishnah, actually, Tamon Taninon, in a Mishnah. It's a Medrash of Rebbe Ben Azariah. We have a Lashon, this is the Drush of Rebbe Ben Azariah, in front of the Chum Kemiyavne. There was a vineyard there. It was a Beis Medrash, it was a Sanhedrin. What do you mean, what's a vineyard? Where I said, you know, Tamina Chum, Shayosin Shurus, Shurus, Bekerim. Where I said, these are the Tamina Chachamim of Yavne, who sat benches like a kurumikab. They sat in seats like rows, like a vineyard. You have one thing after the other. Why does it have to point that out? Because by the Sanhedrin, they didn't sit that way. In this usual, and when a Sanhedrin sat on Lishkas HaGozes, so there was different. There they sat in a Sanhedrin, that they sat in a position, it was very different. In the Sanhedrin, they sat in a semicircular position, the Gemara describes in great detail, in the Sanhedrin and other places. That was the Sanhedrin. When they came here, so in Yavne, they changed, Rav Yochum and Zaka changed the format. Because he knew that the Romans would not let them start a Sanhedrin anymore. So he changed it by saying, we're just going to teach Torah to Yeshiva. And they made it like chairs, rows, like you would have in a share room. And Mela, therefore, that's what it says, Sosan Shuras Shuras Kekerem. That's the way they did it there, in order to be able to function as a share, be able to go ahead and continue functioning as a Sanhedrin, but that they wouldn't, the Romans wouldn't understand, wouldn't see that it was considered a Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, so you see Lamaisa, that they continued, that they, Elazar Azariah ran the Sanhedrin, he was the head of the Sanhedrin, was the head of Kerem B'Yavne. Now how long did this go? We'll see now, comes in, Gamliel came to ask Mechila, and it was reinstated. How long was this time? So the Rashmi Salur quotes from the Gemara, in the Mishnah Ksuvis, and he says, some say, 1 week he was the head of the Sanhedrin, he was the Nasi. Others say he was the Sanhedrin, he was the Sanhedrin, Nasi for L'shtei Shabbosos. For two weeks that he was the head. And others say he was the head only for 1 week. Says the Gemara, What happened? Gemara says after this ma'aseh happened, Gamliel felt terrible that he was fired from his position. Gamliel went to everyone to be fired in their homes. Now who did he go? Who's everyone? Went to all of the people that are there because they all the ones who were offended by what they did to Rabbi Yeshua? Or did he go to the ones who he insulted himself? There were others besides Rabbi Yeshua, and he went to Mephias them. But he went to each person to Mephias. So the one Rabbi Yeshua that came to go to Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Bala Maisa here, Ashki Yosef Ovin Rigmachtin, he found him sitting and making needles. He was making needles. That's what his profession was. And the, he obviously was something. This is a very, very poor profession. Profession that is very, very, you don't make too much money by doing this. And where it says that the, so what happened? Where it says when he went, he said to him, what are you doing? Amalei said to him, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, this is how you live? This panosa from this meager living that you can make from making needles. It's he was like shocked. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Ad kedonat boy meida. You now have to come learn this. This now, you found this out now, how poor I am. So what was the generation? And you are the manik, you are the mefarnes. In other words, your responsibility is to know you, the nasi, you're the head of the Sanhedrin, head of the Yavne Vei Chachamel, you should have known how poor the Talmidei Chacham, how difficult their matzav is that they're learning under you. That's your job to find out. And now you first find Yeski now, you're first finding out now. So I'm a lawyer, Gamliel said to Yeshua, Nenisa loch, I spoke harshly. I spoke wrongly. I didn't speak correctly to you. So Gemara said that this was something that was incorrect. I spoke harsh words to you, and please be meichel me. It was mefayis him. But he got criticized by Yeshua that you don't even know how difficult the chacham have by you, how poor they are, how hard it is for them. And this is you. It's a shame on you. So Gemara says he went and he asked him for mechila. So Gemara said, Yeshua was Michael him for what he did, for the words he said, for what he put, making him stand during the shir. So Gemara says, now that he went ahead and he has Mechilas, now there's no more reason why Gamliel shouldn't be Nasi. But the problem is they already pointed to Reb Ben Azariah. What do they do? The Shulchan Aruch Reb Ben Azariah cut cuts, so the Chachamim sent to Reb Ben Azariah a kotzar, a laundryman. A craftsman, a laundryman. It's the Karmak Rabbi Akiva. Some say that person was Rabbi Akiva that they sent. That they, again, in the Bavle, it's a different story, different. It wasn't that they didn't send Rabbi Akiva, but some say they sent a craftsman, a laundryman. Some say it's Rabbi Akiva. Amalei said to Rabbi Bezariah, Misha, he didn't want to say directly to him. So he said, Misha, Mazav and Yaza, that a person who's a sprinkler and the one who was a son of a sprinkler. So the person who's not a sprinkler nor the son of a sprinkler, should he go ahead and say this because I make a ma'ara, your water is regular water, and your ashes are regular? In other words, somebody who knows the malacha, who knows the malacha, should be able to go ahead and tell the person who someone else who knows the malacha better and tell them to know what you're supposed to do, what you can't do. You know, you're the Kayain, the son of a Kayain, knows about the paradum, knows how to sprinkle the ashes. You're going to tell someone else what to do? Here, the Nasi was a descendant of the CM. He's the one. Someone's going to tell him what to do? Someone's going to tell him how to paskin? He was a Nasi, Gamliel, and the son of the CM. So, Mela, how are you going to tell him? How could you go say to him that someone else should tell him what to do? So when he realized, I'm a lie, he realized what's going on, is Rav Tzisim. So I see you obviously made shalom with Rav Lezer ben Azariah. I'm sorry, with Rav Gamliel. And even Atem Nishbar Lamach Zor Gamliel. Tomorrow you and I are going to go to his house and let him know that he's back in his position. He's back in his position. Marsal HaPikain, even though they went ahead, they put him back in his position as Nasi, they didn't want to go ahead and do this to Rav Lezer ben Azariah, who stepped up to the plate. They didn't go ahead and reduce him from his Begad Luser, Alamino, so Abezdin. They made him into an Abezdin. In other words, instead of removing him completely, made him an Abezdin. Again, the difference is yourselves. Because again, what's the reason why they can't? If the only reason why they took Rav Gamliel away was because he was Mavayish, they had Tinus on him. Now that he has Mechil and they were Michael him, so of course he should go back. What's the Shaila? The Torah says, a person is put into a high position, you don't reduce him, you don't let him go down. Because when Isaiah was given the level, what should you do? So again, in the Bavli, there's no mention of this. They just said Gamaliel was reinstated. But here it says they made him into an Avbezdin. What does Avbezdin mean? It means they divided up the Avoda in the, to be the, in the base, in the Yad, in the Yeshiva. They divided up the responsibilities. And Mamela, the Avbezdin, you know, so Gamaliel, what is the difference between an Avbezdin and Gamaliel? Somewhere it says that the position was divided up into two. And Mamela, there was the Avbezdin, who gave a share to the Tamidim once a month, and 1 week a month, and the other 3 weeks was given by the Nasi. So that was the Pshara. Gamliel, in other words, Gamliel would give the share now back 3 out of 4 weeks, and the Elazar ben Azariah, the Avbezdin, he would go ahead and give the share 1 week out of the month. This was the pshara that was made. So again, this is the pshara in the Yusham, this is what Yushami says, but in the Bavle, we don't find such a thing. And when it says, and therefore, and again, why do we find the ideas? Because Yeshua himself was the Avbezdin. So what would they do with Yeshua? Yeshua couldn't be taken off to be put in Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So the Bavle doesn't even mention Rav Elazar ben Azariah became the Avbezdin. But here the Yushami's version is that Gamliel went back to become Nasi, and he went to be able to become Avbezdin and divide up the responsibilities 3 to 1, as far as giving the shear to the Talmidim in Yeshiva. We'll stop over here at the Mishnah.